In Miami yesterday, the FBI and state and local police tested their responses to the discovery of a terrorist plot in an enormous exercise at the Orange Bowl. The idea was to practice how they might respond to one of the scariest terrorist threats, a dirty bomb. NPR FBI correspondent Dina Temple Raston was there.
A Black Hawk helicopter circled the Orange Bowl yesterday afternoon as part of an unusual demonstration meant to show how the FBI and local SWAT teams would handle an intelligence report that had uncovered a radiological threat in an abandoned warehouse. Stephanie Villegas is a special agent with the FBI and in charge of Miami's Weapons of Mass Destruction team. She helped plan the demonstration, and she described what was happening as the Sikorsky chopper swooped in.
Black Hawk flying over the stadium, and they're making a turn, and momentarily we'll be seeing fast roping from Miami, City of Miami SWAT. As you can see, it's a pretty dynamic entrance into the stadium lot here, and momentarily you'll see SWAT starting to fast rope out of the Black Hawk.
Six members of Miami's local SWAT team dropped the 50 feet from helicopter to the ground in just seconds. Instead of real guns, they are carrying paintball weapons. Their muzzles are trained on the mock warehouse set up at midfield. The officers surround the structure and break down the doors. Shots are fired. The popping sound echoes around the stadium.
And they have now entered the room. They are shooting at bad guys in the room. And Miami, City Miami SWAT has now entered the room as well. And they're clearing each room by room. The bad guys shooting at them. They're trying to eliminate the threat. Some bad guys are surrendering immediately. Others are shooting and being shot at. Several bad guys are down now. It appears that they may be dead. All of the threats seem to have been eliminated either through death or that they have actually surrendered to the police, both FBI SWAT as well as City of Miami SWAT.
Needless to say, law enforcement in this case won the day. They found the nuclear device, disarmed it, and no one was hurt. The exercise was part of a five-day workshop. Law enforcement officials from nearly 30 countries gathered in Miami to find ways to work together to prevent terrorists from getting their hands on weapons of mass destruction. Outside the Orange Bowl, FBI officials and members of local hazmat teams assembled a bazaar of sorts. There are shiny black trucks and little devices to track radioactive sources. There are rubber boats and hydraulic hammers. Brandon Hancock is a hazmat specialist with the FBI. He's standing in front of what he calls a disaster toolbox, a huge black truck with everything from the jaws of life to jackhammers. In cases like the plane that crashed into the Pentagon in 2001, they use these tools to get under major rubble. Hancock picks up diamond drill bits.
You have a lot of steel breakers, you have diamond bit plates. You can take a look here and feel how heavy that is. And that's one of the smallest we have. Take a look at the large spades, the diamond bit plates. We have pretty much every kind of hydraulic and pneumatic tool you can imagine.
And then there's the gamma spectrometer, one of Sergeant John Fleischman's favorite devices. It beeps and clicks when it senses radioactivity. It looks like one of those handheld computers agents at rent-a-car places use when you return your car. But Fleischman says this computer is special.
It's used for radiological monitoring and identification. It can help you monitor radiation around you. It can help you find a radiological source if you're trying to find something. And once you do find it, it will identify it and it'll tell you if it is uranium, plutonium, cobalt-60, cesium-137, whichever.
All these tools and the Orange Bowl demonstration itself are predicated on worst-case scenarios. They are needed once the terrorists have already struck, when the nuclear or chemical or biological device has already gone off. For all their preparations, law enforcement officials are hoping they never have to put their demonstration or their high-tech devices to the test. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.